Oh, hi, Mr. Rosen. This is Nadia, and I'm having a pretty good adaptable time on your program. I started only 2 weeks ago.
Yes. So nice of you to call. Talk to me.
Well, I noticed that I think I dropped a few pounds because without even trying, because I'm not eating the foods I'm allergic to.
Lost weight already?
Yeah.
Amazing.
Uh-huh. Especially around my waistline.
That's the best.
At this time of the year. And it was very unusual because I ate almost everything on the table, but I didn't eat the foods that I'm allergic to, like just the stuffing. I didn't eat that, and a lot of the sugars.
Uh-huh. So you really, in other words, you sacrificed a little bit of the taste for weight loss.
Right.
But wasn't there more than that? You came as a result of the radio show, didn't you?
Right. I came mainly because I had an allergy, I thought. I wasn't sure.
Uh-huh.
And by not eating the wheat and the dairy and the sugar, I stopped my allergy from breaking out even more.
Wow. So yeah. You saw fairly dramatic results relatively quickly.
And only in 2 weeks now, I notice I have no sinus problems. Nothing in my nose. Usually every winter from November until March, I have horrible sinus.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
And so really, and this is not... This is not the first time or the first thing that you tried to use to help these conditions.
Oh, no. I was on a lot of other stuff. I stopped eating all kinds of junk since 1980. And I tried homeopathic stuff, and I was on all kinds of vitamins. I was taking up to 20 kinds of supplements, all kinds of vitamins, and nothing was working.
Wow. And you did this over a period of how long? So you took supplements, you saw other practitioners... You did homeopathy. You did, anyway, a number of things. And
since 1980 until now.
1980?
1980.
Almost 25 years?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. And I also did colonics. I was a colon therapist myself many years ago.
And still you couldn't handle it?
No.
Still you couldn't handle it. And what the nutrition response testing clearly did was really find that missing piece, didn't it?
Well, the dramatic thing was that after menopause started, that's when everything started falling apart on me. Before that, I was very healthy.
Right. So, of course,
I didn't take any medications. Nothing was wrong with me until I came here in the Northwest in 1996, and that's when things started really getting bad.
I see. But you had these conditions somewhat before then.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
So things started to get worse.
Right.
But things were still sort of hanging on.
Right.
Right, exactly. Right. So with all of those tests and all of those interventions and all those treatments and everything else, boom, you get the nutrition response testing evaluation. You heard me on the radio. You responded to the program.
Mm-hmm.
And you're getting the results, aren't you?
Right.
That's
right.
Fabulous.
Right.
Well, what would you say? I mean, would you say anything to people out there if they're suffering from some chronic condition? What would you say?
Nothing to lose. Except all the problems you're getting.
everything to gain and not that long a time to gain it, right?
No, because you just eliminate certain things from your diet and that's it. And take some supplements, take what you say I should use. So just some basic vitamins.
Right,
and minerals.
But a specific kind of supplement though.
Right.
Right.
Cannot find them in the store.
Right. Right. Yeah. That's right. That's right. Absolutely right.
Right.
Standard process. Those are absolutely the key. Well, Nadia, Tim, did you have a question for Nadia?
Well, you know, what's interesting to me, and you know this as a practitioner, is that you start eliminating some of these foods like wheat and sugars that affect the thyroid, and the thyroid's connected to those sinuses. And, you know, I would be curious to know if there's a thyroid issue, Nadia. Have you ever had the thyroid tested?
Yes, I've been tested for my thyroid from an MD every 3-4 months. Took all the tests.
Missed. Another one missed.
Right.
Yeah,
right.
And there was nothing corrected for me. I mean, right. Nothing was done for
it. It wasn't hitting their radar yet.
Right. In other words, it hadn't reached a level of a raging fire yet.
Right.
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 Which is why so many of you out there, you know, are probably similar to Nadia. If you're experiencing some of these same symptoms, the allergies, you know, some weight gain, changes right around menopause, fatigue, panic attacks, anxiety, you're probably talking about a problem there with a missed diagnosis. Well, anyway, Nadia, thank you so much for calling.
Okay.